Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author and vicar provincial of the Chicago province. His preaching is entitled, What Do We Do Now?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In those days, when there again was a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned the disciples and said, My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance. His disciples answered him, Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place? Still he asked them, How many loaves do you have? They replied, 7. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, gave them to his disciples to distribute, and they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He said the blessing over them and ordered them distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets. There were about 4,000 people. He dismissed the crowd and got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmanutha. The Gospel of the Lord. Oddly, when pondering this text, the words of Charles Dickens in A Tale of Two Cities came to mind. These are the best of times, these are the worst of times. A spring of hope, a winter of despair. Those words somewhat capture what goes through my mind these days as we look at the challenges our world faces, as we look at a divided country and a polarized church. Where do we go from here? What comes next? What do we do with where we are at? It somewhat amazes me. As a younger man, I had been filled with great hope, or perhaps I should say expectations that have not come to pass. Youth is a time when one has ideals and one looks ahead with time. But now looking back, having covered and lived through a longer, even if short, span of history, one realizes that the word progress falls far short of what history does teach us. What does come next in our world, which always in every century had its struggles, and in our country, which fought over 100 years ago a civil war, and we remain now still so deeply divided. In asking these questions, we do learn something from the gospel text. We could ask, I suppose, what would Jesus do? And we see in the text what Jesus did. He fed the hungry. Certainly in our own lives these days, we need to be attentive to our own inner personal conversions, that we don't change history by ourselves alone, and that there's much that needs to be done to reconfigure, if you will, each of our own lives, a continuing conversion. But at the same time, we need to be aware that perhaps the most good we do in our lives is simply reaching out and touching the lives of those who enter into our lives at any particular time. In other words, those whose lives I have had the privilege to touch, have their lives been enhanced, their suffering relieved because of our interaction with them. And yet, beyond this personal conversion and the satisfaction that comes from knowing there are only so many whose lives I might touch, we still do what we can to work for structural changes in our world and society, whether it comes to the planet, whether it comes to race, whether it comes to politics or economics. We must do there also what we can do. But what did Jesus do when in a desperate situation he had to act? He fed them. He was concerned for them. He didn't have a grand plan as to how everything, his life, history would work out. On that day, on that occasion, he fed the hungry. Which reminds me of the text in the Gospel of John, where Jesus says to Peter, "Do you love me?" And then says, "Feed my sheep." And so, rather than lose hope, we live by hope and are called to be signs of hope in our world, in our country, in our church. We are called not to believe in progress or to have high expectations, but to plant seeds of hope. What do we do now? Where do we go from here? We remain hope-filled. We feed the sheep, and we have our faith in God. And it is God, in the end, who governs the universe.